Hello?
Hi, Suzanne, it's Tom Adams.
What?
I was trying to get you last week, but I guess you were sick. I know you can't talk at work, but I was wondering if you could call me tonight, because I got some messages from your folks that you want me to pass you.
How long is it?
Oh, about, I guess, 3 or 4 minutes worth, really.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, basically they wanted, you know, they just wanted you to know, you know, that they love you and everything. They wanted to know something about where you, you know, about where you stand with Mike, because they, you know, they wanted to know if you're behind him in his stand against the church, or if you're even aware of how much he's turned against the church.
I don't know anything about it. What do you mean?
Well, there was a...
What did he do?
Well, I was in the room when he talked to Marcelin about 3-4 weeks ago, and he's just, you know, he was volatile against the church, and especially against Jim.
He was what?
Volatile. He was very vitriolic against Jim, and, you know, just extremely, very agitated and angry with Jim, and, you know, felt that the church would have been never built, you know.
When was this now?
Oh, it was when he talked to Jim. He had a phone patch with Jim about 3-4 weeks ago. I guess a month ago. And it was before your mom went to Washington, and he ended up slamming the microphone down and walking away on Jim, and so he went down to the apartment. He said that he had some things to tell your mom about Jim.
Yeah.
And he came, and so I was in the apartment, you know, I came down to the apartment with him when he talked, and he was just full of hate. You know, your mom was trying to tell him about, you know, all the good things that are going on in Guyana. He said he didn't care about it. He felt that that Jim had never loved him, you know, and that Jim was plotting against him, caused him to drop out of school and broke up his marriage and all sorts of things.
Oh, no.
So this is what your parents were afraid of. They didn't know if you knew these things about Mike. And
no, she didn't tell me before she left.
No, I know she didn't tell you, but there was a report that you were with him up in Redwood Valley, I guess, last week, and so they wanted to know if you were aware of these things, you know, that how he felt about Jim, or if he'd, you know, made his position clear to you at all.
No, she didn't tell me anything about that before she left.
No, well, I'm glad of that. I guess that's going to be a big relief to him.
Well, I went up there to get some things, and, you know, I didn't hide anything. What did I have?
No, I know. It wasn't like you... No, there was no feeling that you were sneaking around or anything. It was just... It was reported back that you were up there together, and
yeah,
so your parents,
I told him.
You know, your parents wanted to know. They were hoping that you didn't know all these things, you know, about how he felt, so... They just wanted me to call and ask, and one thing is...
Well, I can't believe this.
Well, I'm glad of it. that'll be good news to your folks. We have definite proof that somebody in that, you know, in Tim Stone's crowd and was responsible for Chris's death, you know, Chris Lewis's death, and they, you know...
Tim Stone's crowd? What's that about?
Well, you know, the what do they call the... the temple, the anti-temple committee.
You're kidding.
No.
I thought he just left by himself.
Mm-mm.
Where is he?
Stone?
Yeah.
He's got a law office down on, somewhere.
He's still in the city?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was back here.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was back here.
No. Anyway, well, have you read the newspaper accounts of him?
No. I thought he was, back here for a long time. Last time I talked to Leona, was when, you know, right after Mom went back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, she told me, you know, just about him, and I didn't know anything about that.
Right. Yeah, well, he's taking a turn anyway. They wanted to know just, you know, if Mike talks to you about the church, or if he says anything about the church.
No, I don't even let him talk to me about that. We just went up there to get some stuff. I mean, you know, I had to pick up some things, and he did, too.
Oh, good. Okay, well, that's good news.
I don't even have him talk to me about that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll pass that along. I'm sure that'll be good news. I don't want to keep you on your job here. If you have anything else you want to talk about, why, you know, feel free to call back.
Wow, God, I can't believe all this.
Oh, the other thing was when Mike was talking to your mom, he said that you were in some kind of, you know, I don't expect you to go over into it over the phone, but he said you were in a lot of trouble of some kind. Your mom wanted to know if there's anything she could help you with.
No, there's nothing she can help me with. I don't need that.
Yeah, okay, good.
I mean, you know. I talked to her before then about that, too, and she didn't, she wasn't.
Oh, okay, right.
She wasn't back then, so I don't need her help now.
Sure. Okay, good. All right. Okay, thanks, Sue.
Yeah,
and be sure to call back if you have any other questions.
God, I can't believe it. Well, what is this thing with Tim?
Well, he just, I don't know, you'd probably, I guess, you know, read the newspaper accounts. He's been in the newspapers, you know, backing Grace.
He's with her now?
Mm-hmm.
He's back with her?
Mm-hmm. He's saying that he's the father of John. He's claiming paternity. And he went to court here in San Francisco, and he won legal custody of John, and had a warrant put out for Jim, you know, for Jim's arrest.
So what happened?
Well, so Jim is there, you know, over there. He's not going to be, they don't extradite.
They don't have any
kind. He spoke to a journalist here, and he explained that the reason he's not coming back is not because he doesn't want to answer the allegations and charges in the newspaper, because he's protecting his custody of the son. This is what his attorney over there told him was the way to protect the custody of the son.
Oh, good grief.
And so this has been going on for a few months now. It's going to be settled in the Guyana courts, but Stone is making the case that it should be settled in the California courts. And Jim is saying, no, you abandoned the child. Him and Grace both abandoned the child in Guyana, so that's where it's going to be settled in the courts over there. Anyway, Stone's trying to make an international incident out of it.
Oh, wow. God.
Yeah, it was startling for a lot of people.
Oh. So what is this thing with Tim started?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Tim started his own group?
Well, he's working with, you know, hand in glove with that, what do they call it, the anti-temple conspiracy. What is it? Anti-temple something or other. You know, that little group that's formed themselves.
Who? I don't even know.
Oh, you know, the group that's been on TV and all that, you know, making it.
The ones that came out in the magazine?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they've got a group?
Yeah, they formed themselves into a little organization.
Oh, Jesus Christ, how stupid.
Yeah. Well, they got a lot of media coverage. They saw the TV and newspapers.
Oh, so now they're getting
a
little brave, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome. And Tim, but Tim wasn't even here when that happened.
Yeah.
He was back down there.
Yeah. Well, I guess, is there anything you want to pass to your parents? I guess they just wanted to know, you know, if you see Mike very often, if you knew anything about how he feels.
No, that was the one and only time. I haven't seen him since, and I haven't seen him for probably almost going on years now.
Yeah. Okay, is there anything you want me to pass on to him when I talk to him today?
No, I mean, I was kind of curious how come Mom didn't tell me before she left. If it happened,
about a month ago, I think. A couple of months ago, maybe. This Stone thing's been going on for months, several months.
No, I'm talking about with Mike coming to Mom's apartment.
Oh, yeah, I think that was about a month, and a half ago, maybe.
Oh, wow.
We were hoping Mike could change his mind, you know, but he was so bitterly hostile when he talked to your mom. I just didn't have much hope.
Oh, dear.
Okay, well, thanks. I hate to call you on your job. So
okay.
If you have any questions, be sure and call me, you know, in the evening when you got time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
They have a tremendous responsibility.
Roger.
They can monitor the goodwill. They can monitor the goodwill as Sean and Dexter's work. They can monitor the goodwill as Sean and Dexter's work in the thousands.
Roger.
And all kinds of wonderful consultations with all types of medical specialties have taken place between here and there, have taken place between here and there.
Roger.
It has saved several lives that have been brought to us from other communities. You copy?
Roger.
Now, where can't?
Roger, roger.
We have aired.
Negative copy.
Is that Harry's people have been used.
That some of Harry's people have been used.
Roger.
Not realizing, that such alternative lifestyles, are a benefit to society, copy?
Roger.
He always claimed
What as Stanley's uncle?
As far as Stanley's uncle.
He always claimed to be as far as Stanley's uncle.
Even more so, extremely.
Roger. Show him the article.
Show the article in the East.
Show the article what? In the East, Roger.
Roger.
DTJ, I'm right in the middle of a DXQ, so here on this frequency, could you please cue us fly over?
I'm counting the nobody did anything.
Oh, I'm sorry, I guess I didn't catch you before you came back. I'm sorry. This is WA6DTJ and QSO WB6MID, portable 8R3. Okay, Julia, I got you up to because of our what?
Okay, Roger, the frequency is in use. Roger. Because of our helping to goodwill. Because of our helping to enhance goodwill. Between two peoples. Copy?
Roger.
By our very successful humanitarian service. Copy?
Roger.
We have closed-circuit TV with the best of U.S. documentaries and comedies with no emphasis on violence. Copy.
Say that last phrase again, please.
Press that.
Labels mean nothing, copy?
Roger. Negative copy.
People who stand us, even in important, who hold important positions.
People what? I can't get the second word.
Stand us. People who stand us, even those who hold important positions.
I'm sorry, I still am not getting that second word.
Stand.
Is QRM is starting. Try that word again, please.
The word is sand. Flank. Sand like in fan the flame. Sand as in fan the flame.
Roger, roger.
Flame.
People fan.
People fan the flame, even some in high position. Copy.
Roger.
To a position opposite heading, copy.
To a position opposite what?
Heading, copy.
Roger.